I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's driven in 5 runs, and the Nationals lead 10-1.
Grant and Danny, I'm solo today on 106.7 The Fan. Your flagship home for the Nationals on Redskins Day in D.C., talking about the first-place ball club that ripped off 10 runs and 14 hits last night. I want to know who gets your Gio Gonzalez Award. Maybe it's Gio himself, the player that has been the most impressive and pleasantly surprising to you this year, that has exceeded your expectations the most. 800-636-1067. I got to tip my cap that I'm not wearing to you guys, because here we are on a football day where the Redskins are playing tonight and the phones are jacked with you guys wanting to talk about the Nats. Love that. And I love that we could do that. So let's hop to it. I'll give you my short list very quickly. Number one player that has most exceeded my expectations this season is Ryan Zimmerman. Now, I say that with him having really struggled over the last month and a half. Last night, notwithstanding, he went 4-for-4. All first three of his at-bats drove in runs. He hit 2 home runs. I mean, it was a great night for him. But if you just look at the body of work for the season, hitting .310 with a .940 ops, he's going to hit 30 homers. He's going to drive in 95 runs. In a million years, I wouldn't have thought he was going to do that this year after the last couple seasons. So he gets the award from an offensive standpoint of the overachiever. From a pitching point of view, I'm going to go with, because I'm not going to go with Gio, I think it's too easy, it's the Gio Gonzalez Award. Maybe a guy like Eni Romero, who pitched 45 times out of the bullpen. Not healthy right now, but at one point was the best reliever on this team before they made their trades. 57 Ks, 47 innings. I would not have guessed he would have still been in the major leagues right now based on the beginning of his season, let alone lead the team in appearances even after being on the shelf for an extended period of time. If not him, I'd go Matt Albers. 42 games into his season, to have an ERA of 2. 190 average against. I've been seeing this guy in big league parks for 12 years as an Orioles fan. He was in Baltimore a decade ago. Matt Albers, I've never thought of as a particularly quality middle reliever. He has been great this season. And then from a bench standpoint, last one I'll give you, you could pretty much pick your poison. You could go Goodwin. You could go Wilmer Defoe, both of whom have provided a spark and been better than anticipated. I'll take Adam Lind, though. I think Adam Lind, who I loved as an addition, has exceeded my expectations. As a pinch hitter, the guy's hitting well over .300. He's won the team a couple games with late inning at-bats. He rakes against right-handers, and for the season, he's hitting .305 with power, 9 home runs. So those are my Gio Gonzalez Award winners. Let's get to the phones. The guys that have most exceeded your expectations for the Nats. Dan's in Fairfax getting us started. What's up, buddy?
Grant, good to talk to you again, buddy.
You
You're doing a good job.
Appreciate you.
I am so glad the G-Man had probably his best game of the year last night, and I think he's having his best year ever. We have a stacked lineup. The additions of Howie Kendrick, Doolittle, Madsen, and Kingsler have been awesome.
Yeah,
I am so excited about this team. I think we're going all the way, Grant. And you know what? It's time to strike up the band for the new song. It's the Nationals, the Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals.
All right, we might have to put that on a loop. Maybe you're going to have to come in and sing it. Tom's done some music engineering, by the way. I mean, my guy went to a music school in Boston. He knows what he's doing. He's an everyday Gransville Jones over there, posting on Facebook about the bands he's working with. We can get him to put that together for you, Dan. Zim, by the way, his career high in home runs is 33, way back in 2009. He's got a chance right now to hit that many. 7 more, and he's got 6-plus weeks to do it. His career high in RBIs is 110. I don't think he's getting there. That would take a massive 30 RBI final several weeks. But he might drive in 100 for the first time since 09 and the third time in his career. And he has not hit over .300 at any point since 2010, and that was in a season in which he played 140 games. So right now, if the season ended, his best batting average of his career. Sean, Fort Washington, who's been the most pleasant surprise for the Nats?
Hey, Grant, well, you stole it with Zimmerman, so I'm going to give it to Mike Rizzo because we were kind of complaining about him early in the season, not making any moves, and he's come through with Kendrick and all the pitching acquisitions here at the late. So I'm going to give him as the pleasant surprise. We were a little nervous that he was going to be a little too conservative.
I like that answer. I think it's a good call. The reason I would not say that is it doesn't surprise me at all. Rizzo makes great trades all the time and generally always goes and gets the team what they need. Last year he did it with Melanson. He's done it in the past multiple times. They need someone who can play the middle infield and hit a little bit. Cue Esdrubal Cabrera. He seems to always mask deficiency, so I'm not surprised, but it has been a good year for him. Jason Arlington, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Grant, how you doing this afternoon? Excuse me, this morning.
Appreciate you, buddy. Doing well.
Hey, good. Great topic. I think the success of all these Nats right now, when you look at championship seasons that you have to have and to make it all the way, you have to have everybody, you know, you have to have underachievers, overachievers to get to where you need. But, I mean, yeah, Zimmerman's an obvious answer, Gio, but I have to go with my boy Rendon. I know there's controversy on your show about where he should be batting, but when you're batting in the sixth hole and you're just getting that type of production, I mean, he's like number four on Murderer's Row in that lineup, and you know you can't pitch around him at all. You saw the Cubs do that last week.
Yeah, the year he's having is stunning where he's hitting, frankly. I mean, it shouldn't really be able to happen. We talk so much about protection, which is a joke. By the way, yesterday in his press conference, Dusty said that the reason why he put his lineup together the way he did with Rendon batting where he was is that he could protect Matt Wieters, which is hysterical. I mean, legitimately comical. Chris Rock has done sets that weren't that funny. It doesn't, I mean, you don't even get me started. But that said, to have a 961 OPS, which is eighth in the National League, to have been leading the league in WAR, and I haven't looked in the last week, but a couple weeks ago, he's leading the NL in WAR, meaning the most valuable wins above replacement, guy worth the most wins in the entire league. Hitting 300 with power, 20 homers, playing the plus defense he does at third. Rendon is a superstar having an amazing year. Amanda Winchester, go ahead.
Hey, Grant, how's it going?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Okay, so you sort of stole my thunder. Zimmerman's such an obvious answer, I don't even want to go with that one. So I'm going to go with Wieters or Lind. Wieters, I didn't have really high expectations for, but I think with runners in scoring position, he's just been awesome.
He has been.
And with Lind, I was so sad when Clint Robinson didn't make the team out of spring training. I really like Robinson, and it was a bummer. So I was kind of prepared to not like Lind since he was sort of his replacement, but he's just been awesome. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen anybody who's more reliable as a pinch hitter on a day-to-day basis. So I think I'd have to go with one of those guys.
That is an impossible job, too. I mean, there's nothing more difficult in baseball and few things more difficult in sports than pinch hitting in the late innings as a left-hander. Oftentimes, you got to come in against a power lefty. You're not going to always get to face right-handed pitching. You come off the bench, and maybe a pitching change happens, and next thing you know, you're taking on one of the better relievers in baseball, and if you don't get a hit and you're one opportunity in 2 days, you go back to the bench and your team loses. He's come through way more often than not. A lot of people are tweeting me at Grant H. Paulson and saying Michael Taylor, which is actually a very good answer. He's out of sight, out of mind because of the injury right now. He was playing the best baseball of his career right before he got hurt with the oblique. He got his average up to about 280 and had 12 home runs. At that time, was a handful away from some of the leaders on the team. He had a great stretch this season, and hopefully with his speed and his defense and pop, he can come back in time to anchor center field going into the playoffs. The Nats, after last night, 22 games over 500, 14 games up in the NL East. For more on the Nats, the DC Quick Pitch is available for you after today's show. Go listen to it, brought to you by Elephant Auto Insurance. We post every Tuesday afternoon a deep dive on the Nats system and some of their best prospects this week. Check it out at play.it. It's available on iTunes as well. Joe Theismann calls the Redskins game tonight. He joins me to talk preseason game one next on Grant and Danny live on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.